Minnesota Military Radio comes up Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 960 KLTF Little Falls. And since we're on a military note there with our promo, true pleasure this morning to be joined on AM 960 KLTF by the American Legion Commander, Denise H. Rohan, is joining me this morning. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And usually in November, I get a chance to talk to our American Legion Commander as, of course, we get into November and Veterans Day coming up next weekend. But also, you made a little history yourself this year because you are the first female commander of the American Legion.
I am. It is quite an honor to be the first female. It's an honor to be national commander of the organization in the first place, to be the one out of over 2 million members. It's pretty exciting.
Tell me a little bit about your background, too, and then how you got to become the national commander.
Well, I am an Army veteran. I served most of my time. I went to basic training at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and then went on to Fort Lee, Virginia, where I became a quartermaster instructor, which is supply. Now they call it logistics. And from there, I met my husband, became a military spouse, as well as a veteran myself, which gives me a new perspective. And so joined the American Legion 30-some years ago, and just fell in love with all of the work that the American Legion does across the nation. We were founded on four major pillars: taking care of veterans and their families, taking care of the military personnel, their families, teaching Americanism to across the nation, actually, and taking care of the children and youth. And it's just, overall, it's just such a great American Legion programs, family. Just seems right to be serving them.
Absolutely. And, of course, your agenda has to do with family first.
Exactly. It does. Because when you join the military, well, first you have your personal family. But then when you join the military, you find that the people that you're serving with, they become your brothers and sisters, and we take care of each other there. And really, life is really all about taking care of one another and making sure that people feel safe. And with things happening, like what happened in New York, Our prayers go out to those victims and the families, but really, America's all about taking care of each other, and that's what my family first theme's all about.
And again, with the military situation, I mean, here in central Minnesota, we have a military base just a few miles from our radio station, Camp Ripley, for the National Guard. Again, this is a big military area around central Minnesota, and I know, of course, in your family and things, too. Anytime you hear about what's happening with the military or Veterans Day or programs that are coming up, it's time for people to come together and get involved.
Exactly right. And as National Guard bases are being, troops are being called up and deployed, we have to remember the National Guard members are well-trained and well-disciplined, and they're ready to go. But their families, they're always worried about their families at home. And that's one of the things American Legion is all about, is making sure that the families at home are taken care of so that our troops can concentrate on their mission overseas.
You've got some busy plans coming up here. It sounds like you've got some trips set up here in the near future that you're going to get a chance to kind of go worldwide for us?
Yes, actually, at the end of November, we're scheduled to go do a Far East tour. And during that trip, we'll be over in South Korea visiting our troops over there. But we also have American Legion posts in South Korea. We have a post in Okinawa. And then we'll also be going into the Philippines, where we have American Legions, and in all of those countries, we also, not just the American Legion, we have the American Legion Auxiliary also, which is part of our family. And so it's a matter of making sure that our troops have the resources they need and that their families are, if they have concerns with their families, that make sure we get them the resources that they need also.
Anything else you want to make sure to get across to our listeners today about the American Legion, some of the issues that are facing our veterans today?
About the American Legion itself, there is so much information I could talk all day. Legion.org is our website. Please go there. The other thing, Veterans Day coming up. Veterans Day is all about honoring those who served in the military. Those currently serving are actually veterans also. We welcome them into the American Legion family now. They don't have to wait till they get out. A lot of people think they need to wait. So they're veterans now. We're honoring everybody. Veterans Day coming up, I'm asking American Legion posts across the nation to open their doors to the public so the public can come in and see what the American Legion does. Our concerns right now, the things we're working on, is making sure that our military has the budget they need. Healthcare, I know, and when you get into rural areas of the Midwest and across the country, there's issues about the choice program and veterans getting help and health care where they live instead of having to go great distances, making sure that the claims for budget their veterans benefits come through, and of course we're always concerned about veteran suicide. So we're far-reaching. And we have so many programs that we take care of. And I just go back to Legion.org to see all of the work that we're doing across this nation.
Well, I commend you for your service. Thank you so much for that. Continued success as Commander of the American Legion. Congratulations on that great honor as the National Commander. Hopefully, maybe in your tours ahead, you'll get a chance to come to Minnesota maybe in the next year.
I will be in Minnesota come February, I believe it is. So perhaps we can talk again.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you right now, my wife is the president of the Legion Auxiliary over in Pierce, and her family and my family, big parts of the military and the American Legion. So thank you so much for that, and appreciate you joining me today. And once again, where's the website they can go to?
It's legion.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Commander, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. We'll hopefully see you.
Thank you.